The Walt Disney Company has mastered the art of marketing to young girls. Just ask any parent who has a daughter who insists on dressing like Snow White or the Little Mermaid. So what about boys? Well, Disney XD is a new cable channel aimed at boys from 6 to 14 and their allowances. Nate DeMeo reports.
For years, the Disney Company doled out fantasy with an even hand. They had Cinderella's castle, but they also had Tom Sawyer's Island. They had tiaras and coonskin caps. But lately, Disney's corporate icons have gone all girly.
So, wait! My God, it's the Jonas Brothers!
Dudes, it's Hannah Montana!
We were hearing that boys, they loved the programming on Disney Channel, but it wasn't their favorite channel.
And that bothered Disney Channel president Rich Ross. Over the past several years, he's helped the company develop a staggeringly successful business model. One that can usher a girl from her princess phase to her high school musical phase to her Jonas phase. But he says the company never paused to figure out how to do the same thing with boys.
There were over 18 million boys, 6 to 14 out there, and it seemed like we had an opportunity to talk to them and use all the knowledge we learned on creating Disney Channel to be able to make a great offering for boys specifically.
After a couple of years of exhaustive market research, he says the company learned that today's boy is much more emotionally sophisticated than he gets credit for. He's interested in sharing experience, in striving toward personal goals, in finding expression for his complicated inner life. They also learned he likes sports and video games.
What started as a game, Aaron Stone, has become the ultimate test.
The first product of that research is Aaron Stone. It's a live-action series with a premise that seems to have been spit out of a computer straight out of fifth grade boy. It's about a basketball-playing, video-game-loving high school nobody. It turns out his favorite video game is actually a recruiting tool for a secret spy organization. Soon our unlikely hero is saving the world between classes.
You can be Charlie Landers later, but here and now, be Aaron Stone.
Aaron Stone will be joined by new cartoons, live-action comedy, reality shows, lots of music.
On the sports side, we're very lucky that a brother brand of ours is ESPN, the leader in sports programming globally.
Between ESPN and their record labels and radio stations, Disney ought to be able to roll up America's boys the same way it has America's girls. But it might not be so easy.
Tween boys are notoriously hard to reach.
Jane Buckingham studies young consumers for the market research firm The Intelligence Group. She says marketers and programmers have been having trouble drawing in male consumers of all ages. As for boys, they're out playing sports or upstairs playing video games. And to drag them back to the TV, Disney will have to be less frilly and more edgy.
They're going to have to be careful. I mean, certainly as the boys get older, they are very sensitive to not wanting it to be too young or too girly.
We wanted to very much keep it real.
Richard Loomis is heading up Disney XD's branding and marketing. He says appearing authentic will be the key to appealing to boys.
Some of the typefaces might be a little grittier. There is an aggressive point of view in a very positive way that I think will become very signature around Disney XD.
But authenticity runs deeper than keeping it real through font selection, warns Jane Buckingham.
A mistake would be for Disney to try and suddenly be, hey, we're the hippest, coolest, raciest site out there, when the kids would go, no, I'm sorry, you're Disney. Don't try to do that.
Disney Channel President Rich Ross says there's no danger of that. Disney XD will be decidedly Disney. Same storytelling, same family-friendly values, just a different look designed for a different audience who deserves better programming and who can buy lots and lots of Disney stuff. For NPR News, I'm Nate DeMeo.